And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Coming up on 7:06 here on CJAD, welcome to Skin Deep. My name is Dan Spector, joined in studio by Dr. Ronnie Monk. Dr. Monk, welcome back.
Thank you, Dan. Happy to be here.
So let's get right into it. I know today you wanted to focus a little bit on neck rejuvenation. So first, why don't you just explain like what we mean by that?
Yeah, so, you know, up until this point, a lot of focus has been on facial aesthetics, making the face look better, younger. But, you know, over the past, I'd say, 4 or 5 years, there's been a lot of advances with neck rejuvenation. And more and more technologies evolving, more interest from the population about what can be done to improve the appearance of the neck. And so there's been such an advance in what we can now offer people to improve the appearance of the neck that it's an exciting time actually to be doing it, to be offering these procedures. It's all about, you know, I think with digital photography and people taking more selfies and looking more, I mean, people are very into how they look, and the face has always been a concern. But I find, and I've really noticed it over the past year, where people are becoming more and more concerned about how their neck is looking.
It's so true. And honestly, you think about sometimes how the advent of like HDTV, for example.
For
and
sure.
How like when you're watching the news or something, like stuff that you would have just never noticed a decade or two ago, it becomes like something that really pops out on the screen. And yeah, like cameras are just getting better and better. And like,
completely HDTV, you see every little pore, every little wrinkle.
Oh, yeah.
And people are looking closely at their skin. And I find that in my office, I mean, one of the big things that people come in and consult me for is really that neck fullness, that what's called submental fullness, or that double chin. Like I said, there's been a couple of advanced treatments now that we can offer people that are actually very effective non-surgical options for improving that double chin fat.
So it's mainly just like the double chin that people get from fat, or is it also that kind of like hangy neck that perhaps comes, you know?
So, I mean, both are concerning, but I find more and more people, regardless of the age, they could be younger people, teenagers, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, both men and women, they're coming in and they're worried, most concerned about, you know, that just that double chin fullness right below their chin and their neck. So one of the advances that's come out over the past year or two, it's been FDA approved now in Canada since January 2016. So it's a really new drug in Canada. However, it's been in the States over the past year, also known as Kybella in the United States, known as Belkyra in Canada. But basically, it's an injection that can be injected directly into those fat cells in the neck. So totally non-surgical, no cutting, and is very effective for actually destroying those fat cells and causing long-lasting results and actually getting rid of that double chin fat.
Really?
Yeah,
just an injection?
Just an injection. And the double chin is really, sure, it's related to, you know, weight gain and not eating the proper foods, but there are some very slim people that no matter how much they exercise and diet and so forth, it's also a genetic thing. And there's some people that just, no matter what they do, they always have that fullness in their neck. So it's an exciting thing that we could offer people.
So who is a good candidate for this kind of thing?
So a good candidate for Belkyra really is somebody who has a significant double chin or submental fullness. But they should also have pretty good quality of their skin, like not so much skin laxity, meaning not very saggy skin.
You know,
somebody who's young, has good skin quality with a little bit of fullness is an excellent candidate. Regardless of whether it's a little bit of fullness, a lot of fullness, you know, they did studies in order to get the drug approved, and there were all sorts of patients in there, ranging from people with a little bit of double chin fat or a lot of double chin fat, and the studies were really impressive. So it doesn't matter how much double chin fat you have, you're probably a good candidate, but your skin quality should be relatively good.
But might you need like more treatment, say, if you, I guess, based on the different levels of a double chin fat that you have?
So for sure, if you're more severe, you have more fat there to treat, for sure you're going to need more treatments. So the average person will need anywhere from 2 to 4 sessions. Each session takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And like I said, they're just simple injections directly into the fat cells. What happens right after the injections is people feel a little bit of a tingle and a little bit of discomfort lasting a few minutes. And then what people can expect is a little bit of redness and a little bit of swelling over the next few days or couple weeks. And that's it.
And what does it do? Like, what does it do to the, just like, what are the, like, what does the drug do to those cells?
So the trade name for it is Belkyra. It's also known as deoxycholic acid. And that's actually a very natural acid or substance that we actually naturally have in our body that degrades fat cells and helps fat get absorbed in the intestines. So actually we're injecting it into the fat and the fat cells will die, meaning they can never reaccumulate the fat. So that's the most exciting part about this is the results are permanent.
It's permanent. So no matter like what the fat situation, I guess, in the other parts of your body, the double chin will not return.
Once you get those results and you're happy with how it looks, those results are there. Now, if you gain a ridiculous amount of weight going forward, what's going to happen is you're going to accumulate new fat cells. But as long as your weight is stable within, I'd say, 15-20 pounds, those fat cells are gone, and it's not the type of procedure as opposed to doing fillers or Botox that you really need to maintain. Once they're there, those results are there.
Fascinating stuff. We're speaking with Dr. Ronnie Monk. You're listening to Skin Deep on CJD, focusing today on neck rejuvenation. If you have any questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-800 is the number to send us a text message. If you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800, focusing on your neck rejuvenation and the different techniques that you have available. Talking about a new advancement, a new treatment called Belkyra, which is very interesting, a simple injection, which could seemingly just get rid of your double chin and, have a completely different effect on your life. So does this work for everyone, and is it guaranteed to work?
So, in the original studies when they did Belkyra, which was a few years ago, there was an 80% satisfaction rate, which is really, really high compared to, I think it was about 35% in the placebo group. So those results are really impressive. Now, look, there's nothing that's going to work for 100% of the population. You can never guarantee a result, but 80% is a really high satisfaction rate. And if you look at these people that are doing it, the befores and afters, it's really impressive. And of course, again, I reiterate, no surgery, no cutting, not a lot of downtime aside from a little bit of swelling, and effective. They did a, they looked at a survey, the American Society for Derm Surgery, the ASDS, and they basically showed, 70% of people are bothered by that. 70% of consumers are bothered by that fullness under their chin.
Sure.
It's a common problem. So it's exciting that we have a solution. We have something that we can offer. Now, I should say it's not the only thing we can offer. I do have some people that just are very needle phobic, don't want to do injections, are a little bit afraid of getting a little bit of swelling in their neck. So there is another alternative, actually, and I do it in my office. It's called Cool Sculpting.
Yeah, this has been gaining a bunch of traction lately. I've heard a lot about this in the past year or so.
Yeah, so Cool Sculpting is very exciting because it's also another technology that targets just those fat cells. And basically what it's doing is it freezes those fat cells. Those fat cells crystallize, they form crystals inside the cells, and then they break open and die. So it's another way to kind of kill those fat cells for the long term and get long-lasting results.
More with Dr. Ronnie Monk in just a moment. We'll kind of compare those two treatments and the pros and cons of each, and what maybe is the best choice for you, and who's the best candidate for Cool Sculpting, who's the best candidate for Belkyra. If you have any questions, 514-800 is the text in number. If you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800 is the number. If you want to book an appointment with Dr. Ronnie Monk, you could go to his website, monkmd.com, munkmd.com. His phone number, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. More with Dr. Ronnie Monk in just a moment. First at 7:15. 7:19 here on CJAD. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, dermatologist. My name is Dan Spector. We're talking to you tonight about neck rejuvenation, things that you could do to fix your neck if you're not happy with it, your double chin, things of that nature. And there's some very interesting new treatments that we were discussing that Dr. Ronnie Monk does at his clinic. Belkyra, Cool Sculpting, very interesting new treatments that you can use that have just come out in the past little while. Belkyra, brand new to Canada just this year. And Dr. Ronnie Monk, you can visit him online, by the way, at monkmd.com. And for a cosmetic appointment, you can give him a call, 514-937-2757. That's for a cosmetic appointment if you want to get some of these procedures done. So we were talking about Belkyra, about Cool Sculpting, and some of the text messages started coming in with questions. And of course, the big question that people have on their minds often when considering treatments like these, the cost. Somebody asks, what are the costs of these two types of treatments? Are they expensive?
So both of them are similar. When you look at the cost of liposuction, which was really the best option up until these two technologies became available, I don't know exactly what a surgeon would have cost for liposuction, but I assume it would have been several thousand dollars. These treatments are significantly cheaper. Okay, mm-hmm. So it really does depend on the person, depends on how much fat we're treating and so forth. So to give an exact number, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I'd have to evaluate it and so forth.
Of course.
But it is significantly cheaper compared to surgical routes and liposuction and much quicker healing, I should mention at the same time. But you are looking a ballpark figure probably in, you know, you do need to do, like I said, multiple treatments, mm-hmm. Cool Sculpting and Belkyra, minimum of two treatments. Mm-hmm. The combo of the two treatments, you're looking probably at a couple thousand dollars.
Have treatments like this, these more advanced things, kind of much like greatly reduced the amount of liposuction stuff that people would even consider?
No question about it. So Cool Sculpting is a technology that's actually been out now for the past probably 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, you know, very, very popular treatment to treat the tummy, to treat the flanks, the back fat. I mean, it's a treatment that's done in one or two sessions, very effective for kind of these pockets or bulges of fat that you, no matter how much exercise you do, you just can't get rid of.
Sure.
You know, a slim guy, back pockets or woman back pockets, very effective, arms, knees. The advance with Cool Sculpting, however, is that they came out with a new handpiece called the Cool Mini, which is very, very good for the neck area. Mm-hmm. So it's been out now for probably about a year or 2 years, and it's been shown to be really good for that double chin.
So what is Cool Sculpting? What does it actually entail to have it done?
So it's a very comfortable treatment. There's very minimal discomfort. But what it is it's basically a machine that kind of has a big vacuum. It sucks in that pocket of fat that mm-hmm. it's treating. And then it cools the fat, goes to about minus 12 or minus 13 degrees. Mm-hmm. So at that temperature, and the skin is protected, we put a nice cooling pad and a gel on the skin to really protect it. And at that temperature, it's very selective for the fat, meaning those fat cells freeze and form crystals and die, whereas the skin cells don't, the collagen doesn't. So it's really very selective and only affecting the fat cells. And so what the treatment is basically you're sitting there with the handpiece vacuuming that whatever fat area is being treated. You're sitting there for about an hour, very comfortably reading a book on your iPad. It takes an hour to freeze those fat cells, and then that's the treatment. And so, for example, if we're treating both flanks, each side would be 1 hour of treatment. Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. Both procedures that you could have done with Dr. Ronnie Monk. You could visit him at monkmd.com. That's MUNKMD. And to book a cosmetic appointment, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. Bunch of text messages coming in. Somebody asks, can you recommend anything for the loose skin under the neck?
Yeah, so I was going to talk about that for sure, because that's the second biggest thing I get consulted for the neck. And of course, they're not mutually exclusive. You could have a bit of a double chin as well as loose skin. So oftentimes I'll combine treatments to target the double chin, as well as the loose skin. But when you're talking about loose skin on the neck, to me, the best technologies are either surgical, where you do a neck lift or a surgical lift, or lasers. So I do, I have a big laser practice. I do different lasers, but basically I do fractionated lasers. So anything from Fraxel, I have one in my office called Fractora. But what they do is they actually, they're fractionated resurfacing lasers. So they basically drill little holes into the skin and the collagen and stimulate those collagen cells to tighten and remodel. So it's basically for skin tightening as well as textural improvement. So with a few sessions of the laser, Fractora in my case in my office, we can really improve the overall texture and quality of the skin of the neck as well as tighten the neck.
Very, very interesting. More of your questions. If you have a question for Dr. Ronnie Monk, you can give us a text message at 514-800. That's the number. If you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800. We've got Aaliyah on the line out in Montreal who has a question via the phones. Aaliyah, you're on with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Aaliyah.
Very well.
Good. I recently did two sessions of a procedure called UltraShape. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I know it.
What are your thoughts about it? After two sessions, I was told that they're not seeing any results, so they told me to stop doing it.
Which area of the body did you treat?
Lower stomach.
Okay. I might be wrong. I am familiar with it. I think it's actually radio frequency heating.
Yes.
So actually that's the other way you could get rid of fat is through heating mechanisms. So it's funny because we used to heat fat. Now we're freezing fat. Both of them work. The difference is most of these radio frequency heating devices, you need many, many treatments to get a nice result. So, you know, I also have one in my office. And before I got my CoolSculpting, I was doing anywhere from 6 to 8 sessions of the radio frequency procedure. And, you know, we saw nice results. With CoolSculpting, you know, it's 1 to 2 treatments. So I find it's a much quicker treatment. In terms of efficacy, it really depends on the patient, the amount of fat that's there. I mean, the reason I bought a CoolSculpt is because I really believe in the technology and I know it works. I did it for a year during my fellowship in Ottawa. I saw the results. I know it works. Whereas a lot of these other radio frequency devices, to me, they're hit or miss. Although I have heard good things about the UltraShape, but...
Okay.
You know, it's hard for me to tell you exactly.
Do you think that because that didn't, like, I also went for a recent consultation for a CoolSculpt, but now I'm worried that I'm going to throw, like, another, you know, $3,000-$4,000 on this one, and this one won't work. Are the two related in terms of results?
So it's a great question. What I would tell you is just because one technology you were a little disappointed with, granted you only did 2 treatments with the radio frequency, I usually recommend more.
Well, but, they told me to stop doing it because
okay.
It wasn't working.
Okay, but just because one didn't work doesn't mean another one won't work. So
okay.
I actually have similar patients that I've done my radio frequency on and maybe didn't get the results we wanted and we're cool sculpting them and the results are fantastic.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Aaliyah.
Take care.
More with Dr. Ronnie Monk in a moment. Mm-hmm. 7:36 here on CJD. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Dr. Ronnie Monk, dermatologist, is here in studio. My name is Dan Spector. Hello, Dr. Monk.
How are you?
Very well. So we've been talking about neck rejuvenation and different treatments that are now available, technological advancements of ways that you could treat that kind of double chin that you've got going. Maybe you got a little bit of a saggy skin on your neck area as I touch my neck on the radio for everybody to see.
We all have a little bit.
That's it. But if you're tired of yours, there are very interesting and not that invasive options available. One is called Belkyra, as Dr. Monk was saying, is just a brand new thing that's been approved in Canada since January, and another one that's been around for a few years now called CoolSculpting. Both very good options, but both very different treatments. So what is the difference?
So before I talk about the difference, I do want to say, because we've mentioned a few times, Belkyra is new. That being said, Kybella, which is the same thing, has been around the States now for over a year. Mm-hmm. And I should mention that there have been, this is a drug or a naturally occurring substance that has been studied time and time again. There's over 20 clinical studies proving its efficacy and safety. Over 2,600 people worldwide have been in these studies, more than 1,600 patients treated. So although it's new, very well studied, we know it's safe, we know it's effective.
No reason to worry.
Just wanted to get that out there.
Absolutely.
Now, what's the difference between them? The truth is, CoolSculpting, Belkyra, they both work. They're both great. They're both effective. If I see a patient in my office and they are, you know, and I'm doing a consult and I'm going back and forth, I'm telling them CoolSculpting is basically the patient has to be pretty immobile for about 45 minutes. That's how long the treatment takes to treat that double chin.
Okay.
So it's not easy for everybody to be still like that. No talking, no moving their head at all. They really have to be as still as possible. Whereas Belkyra is a much quicker treatment. It's about 10, 15 minutes. You're in and out. However, it's needles. Some people want to avoid needles. They're great for CoolSculpting. With Belkyra, you get a little bit of swelling. CoolSculpting, you really get not much, nothing. Maybe a little bit of a bruise from the suction, like a little hickey on your neck. But okay. Aside from that, really minimal. So, I mean, I present the differences. I think both are great. To be honest with you, I don't think they're both mutually exclusive. If I start with CoolSculpting and I do two treatments and I still think there's a little bulge there, I may switch to Belkyra and do a little Belkyra in the end. So I think both are great. I present both options and I let the people choose.
And let's talk about age, because... like, is there a particular age group that these are targeted to?
So that's a great question. I mean, the nice thing with these is I think that, first of all, that double chin is a problem that presents at any age. Okay, mm-hmm. I see people, like I said, in their teens and 20s with double chins. They're not necessarily heavy. It's a genetic thing. Their mom has it. Their siblings have it. They have it. So those are the type of patients that would never go under the knife, never want to do liposuction. Of course, there's a lot of downtime as well with liposuction. Those are the types of patients that we can now offer these treatments to. So I would basically tell people, you know, as long as you're fully grown, you're old enough to understand and undergo these treatments. So people in their early 20s, late 20s, I have no issue treating this age group with these treatments.
Dr. Ronnie Monk, that's the voice you hear. You can reach him for a cosmetic appointment at 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. You can reach him at monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com on the internet if you'd like to check him out there. And if you have any questions about what you're hearing, send us a text message. 514-800 is the number. If you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800 is the number to call us on. Got a bunch of text messages here, some questions in regards to what we are talking about. Somebody asks, what about the loose skin around triceps? Now, that's something that you see quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure. So so that's the type of area, as long as we could pinch that skin, the fat that's there, then we can CoolSculpt it. So it depends. You know, if there's fat there, I usually offer CoolSculpting in that area. However, if it's just loose, redundant skin, but there's no fat, it's just skin, then what I usually do in my office is I have a radio frequency tightening device and we tighten that skin. And that's a treatment that is, there's no pain, there's no downtime. It's just heat applied to the area to stimulate the collagen to tighten. But it does take a few sessions, anywhere from 6 to 8 sessions. But nice results. You get some skin tightening without any downtime.
Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-937-2757 for a cosmetic appointment. So in terms of, we're talking about neck rejuvenation and these different treatments that are available, Belkyra, CoolSculpting. So what are the factors that would go into the average patient kind of making the decision to choose one over the other?
I mean, like I said, if a patient... is needle phobic, we'd go more CoolSculpting. If they want quicker results, I'd probably go Belkyra, because I think patients start to see results as early as 4 to 6 weeks after the treatment. I mean, they're pretty similar. They work differently, but they're similar treatments.
And like long term, you know, what, like, how does it hold up?
So both of them cause long lasting reduction of those fat cells. So the fat that is killed should or destroyed should never come back as long as you maintain your weight. Little weight fluctuations shouldn't be an issue. Large weight fluctuation, sure, you could regain some new fat cells and accumulate new fat cells, but both of them destroy those fat cells. Now, they do it in different ways. The Belkyra is that natural substance that's injected and it destroys the fat, whereas the CoolSculpting freezes the fat. Should we combine the two to get the best result? Maybe. We don't know. They're both pretty new. But I know that a lot of my colleagues and myself as well are combining treatments. You start with one, you see how it works, and if you need to evolve and do the other one, you need to change your plan, do the other one. I mean, that's what we do. But to be honest with you, it's not common I have to do that because the results are fantastic with both of them.
And what about, like, what happens to the skin? Does it get, like, stretched out or anything after these treatments?
So that's a great question, and of course everybody asks me that. So what happens with actually both treatments is that the treatments induce a little bit of inflammation. So with Belkyra, you probably will get a little bit of swelling. Mm-hmm. And actually that's a good thing because that inflammation can lead to indirect skin tightening. So of course, Belkyra, we don't use it for skin tightening. That's not the goal of it. But actually in the studies, we see that patients, when you get rid of that double chin, you do expect some loose skin to be there, but it's not there. Yeah, they get a nice rebound and the neck contours nicely. And so you look at the befores and afters, like I said, it's really impressive how nice the neck rebounds as long as the neck quality is there. Now, if they don't have great neck quality, sure, it's a possibility that they can get a bit of loose, more saggy skin after the treatment, in which case we combine it with our skin tightening and then get great results.
Very, very interesting stuff. If you have any questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk, let us know. Send us a text message at 514-800. Give us a call, 514-790-0800. Bunch of text messages coming in, and we will answer all of them in just a few minutes' time. $7.49 here on CJD. My name is Dan Spector, and you are listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. He's a dermatologist, and we've been talking about different treatments that you could do for neck rejuvenation, Belkyra and CoolSculpting, some things that Ronnie Monk does at his office. And if you want to inquire or make an appointment, you can give him a call at 514-937-2757. If you want to make a cosmetic appointment, that's again 514-937-2757, or you could visit him on the internet, monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And if you have any questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk, send us them now by text message. 514-800 is that number. If you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800. Without further ado, let's get to some of your questions. We've got Costa on the line here from Laval. Costa, you're on with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just want to know, I have rosacea, mm-hmm. and I've been on minocycline, 100 milligrams of minocycline, for about 4 years now. And he's maybe wanting to take me off, but every time he tries to lower my dose to 50 or do it every second day, it seems like I get the breakouts. So I was wondering if it's okay to be on the minocycline for an extended period of time. It's just I'm worried if I go off of it, I'm going to go back and getting the breakouts all the time.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a great idea, to be honest, to be on that medication too okay. long. There are lots of side effects with minocycline when it's given for long periods of time. So usually I don't keep people on it more than a year.
Okay.
My suggestion for you would be, number one, to make sure you're also using a good cream to deal with your rosacea. Because a lot of the time what I do is I start people on the antibiotic pills as well as a cream. I keep them on the antibiotics a few months till they're really good. And then I stop their antibiotics. But you need some sort of maintenance with creams. Otherwise, it will come right back. So you should be maintaining with creams.
What kind of cream would you suggest?
There's different ones out there. But I'm talking about prescription creams for pimples with rosacea.
He has had also given me just another question. It's Aprilon, which is a little more expensive. I do have an insurance, so he wasn't sure.
I suggest it. Aprilon is great, and it's a lower dose than minocycline.
Yeah, that's the only thing is I took, like, maybe, I tried that, and that's why I went back on minocycline. It didn't seem like it was doing anything for me. Now, I'm wondering if I should have taken two a day or something. Is there a higher dose? I know it was I think 40 milligrams on the Aprilon.
So for those that don't know, Aprilon is a cousin for minocycline. It's it's low-dose doxycycline.
Right.
What I would recommend is going on higher dose doxycycline for a few months, get your pimples under control, and then switching over to the Aprilon. That's what I would do.
Doxycycline is the other one that you would suggest. And then
it's a cousin of minocycline, a bit safer on a longer term basis.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, the Aprilon, when he did try, like I got off that minocycline, he said, try this. It's a little more expensive, but it's a great pill that they were studying, whatever. And
I agree with that.
I had gone on it, but almost a month, and it just didn't seem to do anything for me. I'm wondering if I should have took a double dose. Is that
no double dose? You need it longer.
Thanks for that, Costa. Appreciate your question. Let's got to move on to a couple of other people who have questions as well. Let's get to a text message right here. I'm a 59-year-old woman who's traveled a lot down south. A few years ago, after menopause, I got sunspots. And with orange peel skin on my cheeks, I was advised it was a combination of menopause and sun damage. What do you recommend?
So first thing is actually most important is to protect from the sun. So that's the most important thing, to prevent further sun damage. So a good broad spectrum sunscreen. I love the physical blockers, zinc, titanium. Those are the ones that are really going to protect your skin the best. And then if you want to improve your skin, I mean, there's different treatments out there. I do in my office what's called a photo rejuvenation or photo facials done with intense pulse light. It's great because it doesn't target anything specifically, but it's good for brown tones. It's good for sunspots. It's good for redness and rosacea. And it just kind of evens out that sun damage. It's probably the most popular thing I do in my office these days. Full face, 2 to 3 sessions, great results.
You get a lot of people who come in with like results because they haven't properly protected themselves from the sun, or like trying to tan and stuff like that.
100%. So that's the thing I see most commonly in my office is people in their 50s, 60s, 70s who aren't happy with their skin. But of course, it's the sun damage they did in their 20s and 30s. So first and foremost is protect your skin as best you can. Wear a good broad spectrum sunscreen. Sure, there's good creams to help as well with the sun damage. And then we have our light treatments that we love and that are very effective at improving what we can't fix.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you want to book a cosmetic appointment, the number is 514-937-2757. You can visit him online at monkmd.com. We were talking a few minutes ago and for quite a bit over the past hour about different techniques for neck rejuvenation, things you could do to treat your double chin and things of that nature, different treatments like Belkyra and Cool Sculpting, things that Dr. Ronnie Monk offers. And somebody asked, and I guess it varies, but they asked, I'd like to know how many sessions do I need for removing the double chin?
So with Belkyra, average is between 2 and 4. So I always recommend you have to do 2. You do 1, you're not going to be happy. So actually, we offer a package of 2 treatments minimum. Cool Sculpting is pretty much the same. It's at least 2 treatments, maybe 3, maybe 4. Everybody's different. It depends on how much of the fat we're treating, but at least a minimum of 2 treatments for both.
Okay. And if you have any questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk, there's a few minutes more to get them in. 514-800. If you want to send us a text, 514-790-0800. If you want to give us a call. Somebody else asks, are there any specific neck exercises effective to reduce or eliminate the double chin?
It's a good question. I think exercise in general, if it's related to, you know, being overweight and being a bit heavier, then exercise, of course, would help. But unfortunately, a lot of the times it is genetic. And no matter how many neck exercises you try or how much exercise you do in general, it's going to be there. So if that's a problem you have, and no matter what, you have that double chin, and if you're thinking about it, then come get treatment for it, because there's great things available these days and we could really improve it.
Absolutely. 7:56 on CJD, back in a moment. 7:58 here on CJD. You've been listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, talking a whole bunch about neck rejuvenation and different treatments he has available. Belkyra, Cool Sculpting, So if you want to go see him about any of that stuff, 514-937-2757 is the number where you could reach him for a cosmetic appointment. You could visit him on the internet, monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. Any final words about these treatments that you'd want to share?
I mean, I think I said everything I wanted to say about them. I think they're great. I believe in them. I see the results. I know they work. And they're non-invasive, like everything I do in my office, non-invasive, but results are fantastic. So if you're thinking about it, you notice that double chin, you're not happy with it, give me a call.
There you have it. And that number, 514-937-2757. And I know you just wanted to...
I have to give a shout out to my three girls, Gabby, Jamie, Avery. I love you girls. And I'll see you soon.
There you go. Dr. Ronnie Monk, dermatologist, monkmd.com, 514-937-2757. This has been Skin Deep. The news is next.